Could you enlighten us to the point of what this gravitic beam might be all about?
It was developed by Eugene Potkonov in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
The test model is in Russia, and you have to get clearance to get into the laboratory. And they don't want to let the technology out, I guess probably because of its that it could be applied for military. For example, you could use it to knock satellites out of the sky and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be misused, basically, it discharges these 2 million volt pulses, the test that he was making, through a superconducting disk. And the discharge, even though it ends up smashing against the other electrode, it keeps going, in effect, as a gravity wave out the end. It's sort of like a gravity cannon. It produces a beam of gravity shock waves that is confined. It's pretty much non-diverging. For example, they were able to knock books over at 2 kilometers and even detected its effect at 200 kilometers. So basically, with something like this, you could put a beam between here and the nearest star system and use it to propel a craft. Or you could put it on the craft and be propelling the craft with this, creating its own beam on board.
Could you use such a device to knock over, let's say, 2 very large buildings?
Yes, you could, yeah.
All right.
In fact, Potkonov cranked this up to 10 million volts with sharper discharges, and was able to put a hole, 4-inch hole, through a concrete block with it. Also dent a half-inch steel plate. So, I mean, you're talking about huge forces that could be delivered.
Could you bring down the World Trade Centers with it?
Easily. In fact, I believe that a beam weapon could have been used. I mean, when you see the what they talk about, like the concrete pulverizing, that indicates microwave energy.
There's no question this technology then exists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even it's public that certain of these aircraft companies had microwave transmitters that were putting out, it's in my book, the figures, probably gigawatts of power in pulses, very short pulses. So the technology is there. And, in fact, there was something, I think a conference where Jacques Vallée was with another fellow who had worked on some classified programs, and he sort of spilled the beans about what he called the Mylar microwave platform, and Vallée told him in French, "Taisez-vous," in French, it was quiet.
All right.
So these things are out there, apparently.
All right, let's take a quick time out, come back. A few moments remain with Dr. Paul LaViolette and Victor Vigiani from Exopolitics Toronto in studio. Back with more of The Richard Serrett Show, News Talk 1010 CFRB. Suddenly, Dr. Judy Wood doesn't seem like someone who's out on the outer fringes of the 9/11 truth movement. We're talking with Dr. Paul LaViolette, Secrets of Anti-Gravity Propulsion, and it would appear that that technology, something capable of bringing down the Twin Towers, does exist. Is it at all related, Dr. LaViolette, to scalar technology that Tesla was, of course, toying around with nearly 100 years ago?
For propulsion, they use it for beam propulsion and spacecraft, but it can also be used to vaporize or heat buildings to the point they collapse. It uses some of what Tesla was toying around with, a technique called phase conjugation. It's able to keep the energy in the beam as a result. Like, for example, a radio station you're broadcasting on, the radio waves go out in all directions. It's scatter, sort of idea of entropy, you know. With this technology, the electromagnetic waves end up staying confined in a beam. It's more like the phaser beam idea of Star Trek. I mean, a lot of these concepts you hear about in Star Trek actually are viable technologies that have been developed.